you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
Anyway, this is the Legion of Skanks, everybody. This is our Zoom show. How fun. We're all in different places. Well, Lewis is home in Jersey. Dave's in Rochester. I am in Denver, Colorado. Mile high. Getting mile high.
What? Getting stoned?
Yeah. Mandarin cookies is what I'm smoking right now. 24% THC.
What kind of cookies you eating?
Jay's so fat, he thought he was just buying cookies.
Oh, you don't eat this? Oh, God, I took a big chunk out of the front. Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah.
Real nice.
Jay's eating cookies called Northern Lights.
It goes a little grassy, honestly. Undercooked, I'd say. Dave, you're out in Rochester.
I've never actually been to Denver in my life.
Well, that's correct. I'm telling you something. If nothing else, you and Dave should just do a co-headline somewhere, or even if you do it yourself. This is a huge skanks town. It's one of the places, like, for sure, like, the differential.
Nothing to do with the podcast, just the women are real whores.
No, the differential in pop when they announce me from Bonfire to Skanks here is, like, extremely noticeably different. They love skanks out here. Mm. It's a great city for it, but you have to drink a lot of water.
Why?
You feel like shit because the altitude.
You training altitude?
I'm training in altitude this week, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. Yeah, I've never been. I hear it's fucking dope. It's just like, you know what happened? It was like one of the first cities to make weed legal. And then two things happened simultaneously. Like, number one, I became so old that I'm not, weed's no longer a part of my identity.
Sure.
You know, like, it's like, this that Dan Soder joke, which is, it's just a great old Soder joke, where he's like, he's like, when he was a kid, he was like, I smoke weed every day. And now he's like, I smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I smoke weed every day.
Yeah, it's it's sort of embarrassing. So who gives a fuck? I'm not going places because there's legal weed. And then number two, like, weed's legal everywhere. So who fucking cares?
Well, I also,
they had a couple years there, though.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. People over caring, like, and wearing weed socks and shit.
Yeah, the first time I came back, like, I went to Amsterdam when I was 21 years old, 22 years old. And when I came back, I mean, it was the first time I smoked weed after coming back. Like, I went and met our buddy Joe in a stairwell to, like, pick up, like, a 20 bag of weed and, like, roll a blunt. And I was sitting there, like, in a stairwell, like, hoping that nobody came out from, like, one of the fucking, like, dumb fucking fabric, like, factories that we were, like in their stairwell. And, like, fucking some Chinese dude would yell at us to stop smoking weed in their stairwell. And it's fine. It was, like, so crazy to, like, go from, like, smoking weed legally in Amsterdam to, like, it being illegal the way it was.
I remember the opposite feeling of, like, going to Amsterdam, like, around when I was, like, 18, and just being such a bizarre feeling that you're like, I can just do this. There's no, like, I don't have to be, like, afraid of, like, being afraid of cops was such a, like, a huge part of my adolescence. Just always had weed on me, was always smoking weed, and was always like, okay, I could be, like, imprisoned at any moment if a cop stops me and, you know, catches me or searches me or whatever. And then it's very weird to be there and just be like, whew, you can just do this.
But if I see a cop now, good, sorry.
I didn't even think about when they legalized it just one day in New York. It was so unceremonious. It was just legal one day. I don't remember being like, tomorrow it's legal or anything. The day it was legal is when I found out. It was legal. It was that, like, I thought, unceremonious. And yet, man, if you're a person who got just arrested for selling weed not that long ago or sitting in jail at all, you're like, fuck me, man. Like, that's got to be.
I was arrested fairly recently for smoking weed. And all those things disappear. Like, they honestly, there was a handful of them where I just didn't go to court for them, except they just fucking literally just wiped them all clean, right?
Are you sure of that?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, because I checked afterwards, after I started being an adult. But like all those.
It would be great if you had nothing to back that up with. They just wiped them all clean. Oh, like, how do you know? I don't know. I wiped it clean.
I have 31 7 years,
right? 7 years, right? My credit's good, and I'm not under arrest anymore.
Yeah, dude. I was arrested for smoking weed not that long ago, and it was like, it's just fucking the most brutal feeling in the world to be in handcuffs for smoking a fucking plant. It's absolutely crazy.
I got arrested a few times, and the worst times for, like, I just drove with a suspended license for 4 or 5 years. I just couldn't afford the fines I had at all. And so I just drove, like, it was fucking crazy. How many times I get stopped and I got arrested for it twice, and I guess arrested for it 3 times, but, like, actually put in, like, twice. Sucks. Never for weed. I just didn't start smoking.
It's so funny. There's always a change in, like, the most, so you're getting arrested, like, in the beginning, you're like, you know, you're like, oh, fuck, let me just kiss their ass, so, like, maybe I'll get, like, a cool cop, and they won't arrest me. And then there's the moment where, like, they put you in the cuffs, you know you're going in, and you're like, whatever, man, there's, like, real criminals out there. I was like, it was my tax dollars to fucking pay your salary.
Buddy, when they were taking me in, when I was trying to be sweet, and they took me when Carla was pregnant, and they fucking.
They got arrested when Carla's pregnant? I got arrested when Beatrice was pregnant.
Yeah.
Aw.
I got arrested. Carla was pregnant.
Pussy.
I got arrested while Carla was pregnant. And.
And your side chick was pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. No, Lewis. Goddamn. I remember you getting. Did you get arrested that time or not? But you were. Lewis was smoking weed outside of a comedy club while Beatrice was pregnant. While he was telling Beatrice he wasn't smoking weed anymore. So just all of it.
Yeah.
Your whole world just coming crashing.
Yeah, I told her, yeah, I'm not smoking weed anymore.
Was that the and up then, against the wall at Eastville we all had?
At Eastville, yep.
Did I was
no, there? No, we no, you weren't there for it. It was me and some fucking kid from the show, and an Asian cop came over.
Oh, okay.
And was like, all right, yeah, come on. Put your hands against the wall. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. And I was
like, We got put up against the wall at Eastville together once.
Well, I had been telling Beatrice that I wasn't smoking weed, and I remember I was like, "Fuck, I'm absolutely fucked here." So I
and then Lewis used to keep his weed in his mailbox.
But no, listen, I told when I got arrested, I told her I was like, "Yeah, I know, I haven't been smoking weed. I just saw some kid outside. He happened to light a joint at that exact moment, and I was like, "Hey, do you want a hit?" And I was like, "I'll take a little, like one hit, like that. It's not gonna be anything." And just the cop. It was definitely my weed. It was 100% my weed. Then I remember I also had to give Beatrice my cell phone because I was being arrested. And I was like, all right, well, let me give her my cell phone. But I didn't have a password on my phone. So that, like, it was a whole other level of, like, fucked up. Like, I'm in prison. And then I'm like, she has my phone. She's going to go through it. She's pregnant. I've probably cheated on her. Who knows?
Dude, do you know how many times I've fantasized in my head about the idea that, like, I'm like, if you get hit by a car and, like, you know you're dying and you're laying on the ground, I'm going to just take my phone out and start smashing it on the ground right away. Like, that's the first thing you think of. I can't die with this thing existing.
Oh, dude. I remember there was this crazy bitch. I won't say names. You'll remember this chick. All right, we all had relations with this one girl. There's not many. She got the lead. She was Legion of Skanked. And this bitch was sort of wacky, and she, like, fell in love with me at one point. And I remember, like, she's, like, threatening to kill herself, and she sent me, like, a text message of, like, her feet dangling off a bridge. Like, just fucking, like, crazy.
What?
And I just remember thinking, I was like, dude, I gotta get her phone. Like, if she kills herself, I gotta get her phone from her so that I'm not exposed for being a cheater.
Can you let me know when and where you're gonna kill yourself?
Yeah. No, she sent me like a picture and told me where she was. And I remember having thought being like, fuck, dude, I think I literally have to go get her phone off her body if she kills herself.
Or if she jumps in the water, though, it'll be fine.
But then I was like, dude, no, it wasn't water. It was like a fucking bridge. It was like one of those
Those our Bronx, phone might make it if it's
those
in
Bronx,
pocket.
You know, like bridges in New York City that are on over water. You're like, why does this exist? Like, why is there a bridge over these trees right now? Fuck
like,
off.
Well, we couldn't afford a suicide hotline prevention, so we just built
can
a
you
bridge.
Put in the chat who it was.
What the fuck's the bitch's name?
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Really?
Were you about to say a name?
No.
He did. He literally.
That's
he did.
Who I thought.
No.
Did you not hear me right? I just said that's who I thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying I didn't know she was that. Like, really?
Oh yeah, she was deeply in love with me.
You have a way about you.
I do. Women don't fuck me. Women fall in love with me deeply.
No, me that. And you make women fall in love with us deeply.
No.
We could just fuck them. But we make sure they fall in love with us deeply.
No, I got to be honest with you. I don't think many women are willing to fuck me without first being in love with me. So it's a whole other reverse.
They have
I come in the back door.
They have to be blinded by some type of emotion.
I come in the back door and I'm like, ah, you fell in love with me, bitch. I just wanted to fuck. Get out of here, you crazy bitch. Kill yourself. Give me your phone first.
Give me your phone first. Dude, that's so funny. How many times I fantasized about that? Just the last minute of being alive, you have to destroy your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? I remember just the thing when you were telling Beatrice that you weren't smoking weed while you were still smoking weed. And I just remember being like, you can't possibly keep this up. Like, you smoke weed every day, all day long. And you live with someone. And you remember she caught you, she found it in the mailbox because you were hiding it there.
I was like, Dave, you have no idea how comfortable I am lying to loved ones.
Yeah, it really is crazy, though. Think of all the lies you've told. Especially to loved ones that you didn't have to tell. You could have just...
Even she admits now. She's like,
even
yeah,
just
it was
owned
pretty...
it as an adult. Like, and just been like, why? I don't...
Well, it wasn't just that. She was also being sort of ridiculous about, like, me smoking weed. You know? So it was both of us. And she admits that now as well. She was like, I was sort of crazy with, like, how against weed it was. Because she'll smoke weed once in a while now.
Right.
Shit, you guys, I have to take a quick, like literally a 30-second pause. I said groceries delivered, and I just wanted, there's 100 degrees outside, so I want to leave them on my back porch. All you can make fun of me while I bring, I don't care, we don't
I
have
will.
To stop.
No,
but
we will, for
I
sure.
just have to, I have to bring them in off the back porch. It's like 95
Absolutely.
Degrees out there.
All right. I mean, I guess the question would be why Lewis times deliveries for the middle of when we're recording. He they give you that option that. When you order groceries.
Yeah, or, you know, if we're doing a show at 2:30, make coffee at 2:20
or even 2:15 perhaps.
Don't start the show and then go, hey guys, so I'm gonna go get coffee. I have a grocery delivery. He's gonna have to put the groceries away. There's no way it's gonna be 30 seconds. It's already been 25.
I mean, I guess bringing them in from outside adds one layer of like your refrigerated stuff isn't in the hot sun, but it's really not good enough.
Yeah, I don't. What do you think he got? What are Lewis groceries?
I just figured it's all like protein powder and dick pills.
Yeah, and like a crate of mandarins, like some weird extra thing. Like, what?
All right, I am back.
And that's the first time he sucked cock.
Were you guys making fun of me?
Hey, Lewis.
Hey.
Hey, bud. Hey, welcome back. Did you get your, what groceries did you get?
I don't know. I tell my chick, I'd say, hey, order me groceries. She does it.
Hmm.
No meats, preference vegetables. As to what you're getting.
Well, no, she knows sort of what I like. So she's been doing good. She's like, here's what I like about this new girl. She really understands that I need a mother. She really gets that.
Really?
And a mother who likes anal.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's hard to find. So you really.
I need a mom who wants it in the butt. I'm kidding. Obviously, guys.
Yeah, you don't want a mom.
About one of those things.
Yeah. Definitely want a girl who takes it up the shitter.
Yeah.
Nonstop getting ripped up.
Yeah, no. So she ordered me some Instacart.
Oh.
And they bring the groceries right to your house. Did you hear about this? Have you
heard
about
mother, this? A real mother, an actual girlfriend mother, would go to the grocery store, pick it fresh, but that's fine.
No,
you
crazy.
Guys are new. You guys are new.
Why would I want her to actually go to the grocery store?
What?
Why would I want her to actually go to the grocery store?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
He was just saying. Okay,
yeah, you got real serious on that.
I call bullshit. You can't
Why
back that up
that?
With nothing. Oh, wait. we're on a comedy podcast. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.
Hey, Joe Rogan.
I'm starting to think you're not even being sincere.
Joe, Dave, did you text Joe Rogan about me? I'm going down to Austin.
I did.
Did he respond?
He did not.
He won't even respond to you about me. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, gotta have Rebecca.
That's where it's
Rebecca
at.
I just texted him, though. Sometimes he doesn't get back to me for a few days, and then I'll respond.
Right. All right. We'll see, I guess.
So what's going on, Dave?
I also put in the text, please do not respond.
Oh, well, that's probably going to get you no response. Mm. What, Lewis, you brought this Dave thing. I'm itching to hear about it.
Dave's been canceled.
The subject just says Dave's
I've not been canceled.
Dave's been canceled.
I'm not canceled.
Dude, Dave's been canceled.
I might be canceled.
Well, so I was on the Facebook group perusing, which people don't want me to promote the Facebook group now because I guess they want only cool people. I don't really know. The whole Legion of Skanks, like, fan subculture, it's fucking wacky. There's Discords, there's Reddits, there's Facebook groups. They all fight with each other about who's in charge of, like, certain groups.
Listen, there's a lot of that.
You're all dorks. All of you.
Here's what's funny. Someone was telling me last night that they can't get into someone won't let them into the Legion of Skanks. The Facebook group, because they think that this is the word they use. They think you're spying for the Bonfire Facebook group. I'm like, spying to get what? I'm like, Jay. It's just the two shows I do.
Bunch of fags.
Jay. Fucking weirdos. By the way,
they're probably not wrong. There probably is a Bonfire Facebook group spy that's trying to infiltrate the Legion of Skanks.
You think
Facebook
our skanks can't sniff out a Bonfire spy when we see one?
Fucking narcs.
To spy on what?
Like, Jay, I'm on cool hilarity as opposed to fucking dorky hilarity.
Nah, you don't mean that.
Yeah, you guys are. Listen, you guys are the dorky version of Legion of Skanks. Like, Legion of Skanks is badass and fucking edgy and fucking balls out, and then you guys are like fucking, you know, fucking the diet version, like the
Legion of Skanks,
silly.
Like,
you know, you're very funny, but it's silly.
It's not a matter of being funny or not funny. We're just saying that, like, Legion of Skanks takes Bonfire's lunch money every day.
Yes. That's a great way to put it, dude.
Yeah.
And if you see a person in a Bonfire shirt, bully them physically.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Real Ass Podcast is a less funny part of the problem. And I know that hurts you on so many levels to hear that.
That is actually truly hurtful. I mean, that's not only is it untrue.
I even took offense on behalf of Lewis.
That's ridiculous. An unfunny part of the problem. I think that's death by firing squad.
But it's
that's the only thing equivalent to that.
But it's less funny, but it's more informative.
It's true. Yeah. I learn more from Death by Firing Squad than I do from Legion of Skanks, to be honest. So
most of the fans are crossover fans.
Jay, stop making. Remember, it's a comedy podcast. Remember, dickhead.
All right, crossover fans, you got to choose sides.
There are bad fucking.
You can listen to both.
Also, spy on each other a lot.
Jay, guys, that's high treason.
Actually, you know what? If you're a Legion of Skanks fan, we're going to fucking reverse this shit. Go infiltrate the Bonfire Facebook group and spy on them. Steal all their fucking.
Okay, we're going to need you. We're going to need you to go deep cover.
No,
we're going to need you to listen to the Bonfire for a day.
No way, dude.
Guys, you can't pull off those bits. Please, don't do this to yourself. You guys couldn't pull off those bits.
Dude, deep cover. Deep cover.
This is going to be at least a decade. Listen
deep
to the Bonfire.
So deep, maybe go see Dan.
you're gonna have to take Black Lou's job.
You're going to have to support their advertisers. Buy tickets when Jay or Soda are in town. Really live the life.
A fat white guy in blackface just shows up as Black Lou one day.
So I was on the Legion of Skanks Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very exclusive. And I saw that somebody had posted a thing, I guess in another Facebook group, trying to get people to rally against Dave Smith coming to his once every 3 month stand-up comedy gig that he does.
Oh my God.
So
they're trying to hurt your quarterly income, Dave.
Leave the guy alone. He's not even trying to really be out in your clubs that often. I mean, he stepped aside himself for a second baby, for the love of God. But you're in Rochester this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If they canceled you, they would have just shut down your 2021 tour.
So somebody posted a thing. Can you pull up the actual ad, Bobby, or the post? Peter Watson Jr. shared this post, and Red Corrado is the person who initially posted it. Call to action. Dave Smith is slated to perform three nights at Comedy at the Carlson tonight through Saturday. This is on Thursday. Dave is a racist.
No.
Anti-Semitic.
A little.
Transphobic.
Very.
A misogynist.
Absolutely.
And a rape apologist.
50-50.
All day long.
He also interviewed neo-Nazi leaders Richard Spencer and Chris Cantwell on Proud Boys founder Gavin McGinnis' show. Damn, they got a lot. That's a lot of facts in that sentence.
Yeah, I'm glad they opened up the amount of words you could use.
You're like, oh my God. It was 2017. Shit was different.
Call 585-426-6339 and leave a message demanding the shows are canceled or email contact at Carlson Comedy, blah, 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 blah. I say fans do the opposite. Call the Carlson and let him know you like Dave and you like him being there.
Because he's a Nazi.
Just calling Zig Heil into the phone.
He goes, yes, please do not cancel Dave. He's my favorite comic.
That was more Swedish.
I don't know how to do accents, dude. That's
you don't think
why
they're
I
Swedish Nazis? You don't think they're Swedish Nazis?
Certainly.
I didn't realize you have so many, like, do you know your haters, or is there too many to count, or is there like people who are like gunning for you? Like, do you know that name? Did that name mean anything to you?
No. I don't know who it is. I didn't even know about this. I saw like one or two people tweet, you know, like, known Nazi sympathizer Dave Smith will be in Rochester this weekend. We should blah, 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 something. But it was like two random people tweeted and had like no engagement. So I just didn't think anything of it. And then when I got to the show last night, there were a couple, like I got a couple local guys, a local guy hosting, and then like one other local guy who was doing a guest spot, like we threw up on the show. And they told me, and they were like, oh yeah, it's like the open micer scene in Rochester.
Oh, they're comics.
Yeah, that's like, at least that's what they told me. So this is what I'm going on. They were like, yeah, they're like real pissed off.
Who's with you up there?
Bernstein's opening for me.
Oh, Robbie's with you, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Robbie doesn't know shit about COVID. Bernstein, Jay.
Oh,
you remember,
Robbie?
You remember Robbie?
Philosopher, yeah. Immunologist Robbie Bernstein?
My epidemiologist friend who smashed your shit the other week. That guy. He's here.
Dude, I brought him with me. Heard you got dominated by Robbie the Fire Bernstein, Jay. Take that.
Yeah. Were they saying that dumb shit in the Legion of Skanks Discord? Suck my dick. That's where fucking homos go. Dude.
Dude, the bonfire 4chan's been all on Jay's back.
I love it. I love it because it's just like they're both my shows. It's just like, yeah. You know, Skanks fans, suck my dick.
Dude, really is that like bonfire fans are just the nicer Skank fans?
Ultimately.
That's really what they are.
Yeah.
Skank fans are a little bit, they're a little mean spirited.
If they're just Skanks fans, man, I said, but most, I think most of them are fine. They all look the part and are just nice people generally.
Well, I think they're all genuinely nice people in general, but I think Skanks has a more mean-spirited like tone to the comedy
show. I think we inspire the fans sometimes to like, they think if they just go like, hey, nigger kikes, that everyone's like, I'm Legion of Skanksing, everybody. And you're like, eh. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what they do to me all the time.
They read meaner because they're just trying to be, they think they're trying to be funny the same way.
Yeah, they'll come up to me after shows and they'll just be like, so. Nigger, right?
Yeah.
And then Lewis is there, so like,
right. Yes. That's right, buddy.
I got a great.
And also
I got
with
great,
you.
I got a great fan message the other day that just says, "Dice Clay is a mob hitman." Anything with that? that's the message.
Dice has what's
Bell's palsy. Right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Dice, but we should make fun of him.
Oh, yeah. Me and Anthony Cumia did it for 15 minutes at Joe's birthday party.
Oh, did you? Oh, no.
I'm kissing you on the mouth and sucking your tits at the same time.
My chin is over here now. Yeah. And my eyes over here now.
My lips are over here now.
That's fucked up.
I can't even eat soap, you fucking cunt. It gets on my right tit. It looks like I'm sucking an invisible strawer. Get better, shit. Guys. It's temporary. He'll be fine.
Yeah, it's temporary, right? Well, that's exactly it.
There we go.
This guy used to play for Frank Sinatra.
Hickory dickory dock.
Oh, my lips are in my sock.
By the way, I said this.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. My face makes everyone fucking sick. Oh!
Go! Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. My lower lip is touching my dick.
fuck.
Damn, Lewis. I like as you get in shape, you're dressing like John Cena.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's go. Can you see me now?
You get to find out who Lewis really wants to be.
Mm. Yeah, you dress like Stone Cold. You just start wearing two knee braces all the time. Well, Dave, I'm sorry those three people called me.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, dude.
I can't believe comics turn on. Someone said that I argue with somebody and they go, no, I don't think that's fully true. That there is no brotherhood amongst comedy anymore. Like, it's splintered a zillion ways, man.
I don't know if it's splintered a zillion ways. I think it's splintered like there's two. There's the woke and then there's everybody else, right? So there's this woke subsection of comedians that really, it's for the most part, like, it doesn't really bleed so far into the mainstream. Like, the Sarah Silvermans of the world are still sharing the stages with the Jeff Rosses and the Joe Rogans of the world. It's not like, and she's pretty fucking woke, you know what I'm saying? So,
sure.
When people are really making money and people are actually working and doing shit, that sort of falls apart. And there's this middle section where there's this like new level of headliner, like the Jen Kirkmans of the world, who are like, you know, they are, you know, very, very woke and that's sort of part of their identity. But that's a small subsection. It's really in the open mic or in the new comic world where it really like the big splinter off is happening. And these most of those woke comics don't fucking make any money.
These conversations always just, the first thing that jumps in my head is how fucking slightly surprisingly awesome Janine Garofalo is. Like, everything about her seems, you know, like she's going to be like a one of the problem people in this, and she's great.
No, because she's almost too old school of a leftist to like she almost like didn't fall into this latest like little leftist fad. Like, she's kind of like still the old school type, which is way better. I said to those two guys, but which I'll say now publicly, if they want, Saturday night, I'm doing a live Part of the Problem podcast after the stand-up show. If any of them want to come, they could come on the show. Like, come on the show. Tell me why I shouldn't be there. It is a real weird thing to like even just like seeing that and then telling me it's like the talk of the Rochester open mic scene, you know, which like you're so, I didn't even know there was one or whatever. But it's a very weird, like, do these people really think like David Duke is coming to do comedy here or something? Like, I don't know. It's very bizarre. I'm a libertarian. My whole thing is I don't think anyone should do anything to anyone. Like, what is the issue?
Yeah, you know? I find it very interesting. They're coming for, if it's comics, dude, that's such a mind blow to me. It's not even a mind blow, I should say, anymore, but I'm just like, what are they accomplishing?
Well, there's no
guy who came out against Louis. It's like he got an article in a paper, you know, that he's the guy who stood up and said he won't open for Louis, and then Tig took him on the road, and then they found out something shitty about him, and he's just like a nobody again. I don't remember the name of the guy who did Tony like that. Do you know what I mean? I don't even remember his name.
Ping Dang.
Is that what it is?
Ping Dang. Ping Pong.
Ping Dang?
Ping Pong.
I knew it was wacky sounds, but I didn't know which wacky sounds.
Any one of these will do.
Ping Bang?
Yeah. Ching Chong?
There it is. No, I knew when I heard it, I would remember it. That was it.
Ching Chong.
No, that's what, yeah. You jog my memory. Thank you. Ching Chong indeed. Well, yeah.
I just want to keep on doing dice.
Palsy dice.
Palsy dice rules.
Palsy dice.
Jack and Jill rules. Went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter.
I couldn't think for quarter that fast. Something to rhyme with quarter.
Someone laugh in my face while I drink this cup of water.
Yeah. Are my lips getting longer or is my body getting shorter?
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsors. This is from the wonderful company Yo Kratom, the best supporters of our style of comedy. They just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We got a new Delta 8 sponsor.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, hold on. Delta 8 Vampire is here getting baked in the background. He's just...
Delta 8 all day, baby. I'm going to watch Pink Floyd's The Wall after this.
Delta 8,
I wasn't a believer, Dave. Dave, here's what happened. I had a bunch of Delta 8 just sitting around, and I was like, oh, I got weed. I don't really need Delta 8. I swear to God, this is true. And then I ran out of weed one day, and I was like, well, I need to get high as fuck. What's going on? Okay. So then I tried the vape pen, and I got baked out of my fucking mind. Like, really, boom, really diggy. Legitimately works.
That's right. You didn't believe, but then the Delta 8 got you nice and where you need to be. Got
Delta 8 Vampire, it's nice that you're back in a good mood. You've been pretty depressed the last few weeks.
No, I was just tossed. It's a little early out here, so, you know, I don't wake and bake anymore. That's
what is the time difference between New York and Transylvania?
Oh, 2 hours. And the air is very thin here.
So look, right now, if you want to check out their amazing line of products, you got vapes and gummies. They get you really super high, and they're legal in most states. They ship right to your door. It's already cheaper than weed, but we got a discount for you.
If you
If you go to yodelta.com, yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off. 25%
off. There'll be no more. But you may feel a little sick.
Just breathe if you can hear me.
There'll be no more. But you may feel a little sick.
YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, save 25%. All right, where were we? Oh, I didn't talk to you guys about this. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to handle this and how to deal with this. So, you know, I box with James and I do martial arts with James, mm-hmm. do some jujitsu. That's the other thing. Like, taking jujitsu now has been really cool because he's taking jujitsu and we're like, you know, for all intents and purposes at the same level.
So you're now not only a son, but you have a sparring partner.
Well, no, I mean, look, you know, I'm larger and like understand the techniques better, but the reality is like, you know, I'm a beginner as well. So it's just kind of like we can bond over just like learning it. And like when he's learning a technique, I know I'm like learning this, like the lessons this that week, like the coach doesn't really, it's like he'll teach the kids a very similar lesson that he's teaching the adults, you know? So whatever he's doing, I can sort of go over with him. And the martial arts side of things, it's not that I'm a martial artist, you know, but I've been training for a little bit. It's something that I'm really into. Something that I've been happy that he's been into for a long time. But I was boxing with him the other day, just doing pads, and like his technique was all fucking wonky. His technique was all over the place. I was like, what is going on with you? What are you doing? He was like fucking just really like turning over his hips, like just to the point where it's like, you know, like over dramatic, to the point like where it looked ridiculous. He looked like he was Vega from Street Fighter. It was all like fucking flamboyantly just way too wappy. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude. He's going to be like Eddie Gordo.
Yeah. So, but then what I found out was he's been boxing with Beatrice's boyfriend.
Not training, just they've been getting into arguments and taking it up.
Stop hitting my mother.
I hear those terrible sounds coming from the room. You're hurting her.
Stop hurting her and her throat.
Stop choking her. Stop choking her without your hands. I gotta learn how to defend that technique. Well, he's black, so I'm gonna take his word for it that he's right boxing.
Fuck you, dude. First of all, black people, it's not that they know how to box more. And he's not black. He's dark skinned Dominican, which
yeah, I can't think of. Is he teaching him how to fucking world star hip hop fight where everyone's like this?
Dude. It's just the technique is just wild.
Like, dude, I love how everyone in the hood, like on those World Star fights, like so many of them don't know how to fight, but every one of them has like a stance that they've really worked out. Yes. Like every one of them has some fucking like cool stance that they get into.
The reason those guys can fight, it's not that they know how to fight. There's two parts to this. Black people, just in general. Number one, they're athletic. They're athletic as fuck. It means a lot. It's having some stamina to throw fucking punches. Sometimes you see like just like fat black chicks. You're like, dude, like you're a fat black chick. You're in line at KFC ordering a bucket of chicken. Yet they have stamina for days. That is natural. You can't tell me that black people aren't better athletes naturally. Well, that's when how you watch a KFC fight.
That's how they earn their chicken.
Then
I got to burn off the calories before I eat them.
Second of all, they're not afraid. Just being game.
That's like 80% of a fight.
It's 80% of it, dude. Like if you're willing to fucking step up, and like these guys are just fucking down, right? And a lot of times, even the guys that might be trained or might have some experience or might, you know, they're just not as down. You know, and you just see it. Yeah. A guy who doesn't want to fight, you're like, oh, dude, this guy's going to get fucking chumped by this other guy. So that's why I think, like, just in general, hood-ass black dudes, they just win. They beat up a fucking white guy that should be able to beat them up physically 9 out of 10 times still.
Yeah, well, I was talking more about, in those videos, it's usually two hood black dudes who are fighting. You know what I mean? Who both have the same. And then it comes down more to skill. And it's unbelievable how many people don't know how to fight at all and are very comfortable cocky to get into
when someone receives in a hood fight like a low inside like leg kick and it knocks their leg back, their look on their faces are like, I didn't even factor that being a possibility in this fight. When someone has a skill like in like one person's just like a hood, like, you know, like scrapper.
Wait a minute.
And the other person's like,
you can't kick me unless
skill.
I'm on the ground face down and you are jumping on the back of my head with your Nikes.
I'm already snoring and you're going to leave in my car.
Yeah. You kick me in the face when I'm already out. You're about to run my pockets.
Yeah. Do you watch these videos ever? Cut for a second. Yo, homeboy. You're standing in a real traditional stance right now. I'm going to need you to be a little more flamboyant for my videos. And I'm about to whoop your ass. I'm about to throw a 3-try spinning kick that doesn't really go anywhere. All right. Sound speed.
And action.
Sound speed. Rolling. Action. They're terrible. Whenever like a skill shot is thrown at them, they're always like, that's
insane.
That was the best about watching the early UFCs, dude, was these scrappers being like, I'm going to go beat up this little Brazilian guy in a karate suit. And then it's like when they think they're getting ready to like slam on the ground, they don't realize they're getting their arm broken. It was wild.
Before I ever trained, like I had this confidence that like I could beat up anybody. Dave, you've known me. I mean, Jay, you have too. You've known me long, like way before I ever started training. I was so much more quicker to get into like a fucking thing with a dude back in the day. Like, I was just, I would be ready to fucking go in a heartbeat. And now that I've trained a little bit, you're kind of like,
well, you don't know who that dude is. That dude could be the guy fucking your son's mother who knows how to box.
And wacky box, so you're not going to know how to defend because it's coming from right over the hip.
It's like, whoa, 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 take that, boy.
Whoop, hip turn, blah. Hip turns have made it happen. Put your hips into it, baby boy.
I learned this one from Sonny Liston.
Oh, boom, boom, boom. Oh, I'm teaching James this one right here. Follow this hand. Crack-a-doodle.
So you got to distract him with this hand, then you hit him with this hand.
Then distract him with that hand. He thinks you're going to hit him with the other hand. You hit him with the one you distract him with. Bing, bang, boom. You done. You having Cavassier with your mama later.
You ain't even broke a sweat.
25 minutes later, you drinking Cavassier on the couch.
Did you correct James' technique?
Yeah, but I don't want to like shit on Eddie. So
you're like, oh, James, you see, Eddie fights like a hood garbage idiot. And Daddy fights like a white pugilist.
Well, I didn't want to.
No, you don't want to disparage him, of course.
But I do. I disparage him, though. But I do it in a way where I can't get in trouble for it. Like, he's not going to go back. He's not going to go back and tell him and like get me in trouble. You know, I do it in a way where it's like very, so like kids are, you know, they don't fucking get what's going on. Like, I'm planting in his head that he just shouldn't respect Eddie's technique. So I'm saying, I was like, oh, I mean, Eddie's great. Like, he's great. Like, but he trains mom like in the park, you know, like that's like what he's doing. Like, we're like, you know, we're like doing real fight training, you know?
That's pretty great. I remember, Yeah, another person teaching your kids something, it does have to be weird. Just in general. You're like, just any kind of like male figure. Luckily, Isabella rejected everybody that Carla brought around. Almost like
James just fucking loves anybody. It's like, James, have a little loyalty. How about you do the thing where it's like, you're not my dad. For once.
One time.
Just, James is wearing an I Have Two Dads t-shirt. Oh, I love my dad. Even more dads. This is great.
I have so many dads. It's so great.
The question is, do I have a conversation with Ed and say, like, hey, this is...
Oh,
like,
man, if that conversation leads to a fist fight, we could get down to the bottom of this pretty quickly.
Press to X. Let's figure out...
technique's better?
Well, there's only one way to figure out who genuinely is more equipped to train him, right?
Well, technique versus technique, of course. That's what Mortal Kombat's all about. You got to run different techniques. Do you say something to him? I don't think so, man. I don't.
He's training him counterintuitively. James is popping his punches, dude. James actually like he.
I'm saying, is it gonna take away from what you're doing when you're with him?
Kind of, yeah. Because James starts arguing with me about it, and I'm going like, well, no. He's not really wrong with what he's saying.
But Eddie could kick your ass, and like this is how he says to do it. Who told you Eddie could kick Dad's ass?
Mom, and Eddie. What do you tell me? I just hear them say it to each other late at night when they're playing that wrestling game.
Yeah, when they're laying on the couch and drinking Quavassier.
So you don't think I say anything? Dave, would you say something? Would you? Or maybe I should say something to B and just be like, look, the fighting thing is the thing that I do with him. Like, if you guys want to fucking jump rope, if you guys want to go to the park and fucking exercise or whatever, that's different. But
I don't think
would you care if he helped him out in something? Would you care if he helped him out in something like basketball or some shit like
that?
He
does help him out in basketball, and I don't give a fuck. Help him out in basketball. I can't help him out in basketball.
No, that's great. So I'm saying, like, I think that's the move. I think
running guns, de-seeding watermelons.
I think it's reasonable to say, because it is kind of like if he's jumping into what you're doing where you're trying to teach him the shit and he's teaching him like different shit. That's like kind of contradicting what you're teaching him. It's kind of messing up the shit. So I think that's reasonable to say something.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's teaching him.
Or we could just send her this episode.
Yeah. Maybe. You go, you guys can teach him how to get all the meat off a rib bone or anything else that he would be great at.
Suck the marrow out of a bone. Like, I'm sure, you know, there's some technique that you guys use.
Yeah, climbing palm trees bare feet to collect fruit. All that. I can't help with that. It's not my thing. But fighting is my thing.
You know, if you want to teach him how to, like, run a crawfish broil or whatever you want to do, it's fine.
As he goes, that's cool anyway. They were going to spend more time. Eddie's been teaching him how to be hilarious.
He's teaching him how to be a professional podcaster.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because when Isabella and I even told her, I paid for it to her to take the comedy class.
Yeah.
And I told her weekly when she would call me about it, because she was like, I don't like the stuff they said about the joke I wrote, like, doesn't seem right. I go, don't listen to a word they say.
You're the same speech with her that they had in American History X, the dad had with the son.
Yeah, ace the test, but just remember. But no, she was, I told her, I was like, don't worry about what they're saying about your jokes. They know nothing. That, or they're teaching a class in Long Island that a 14-year-old could take. So,
and also,
I was like, just do the homework. I was like, just do the, like, assignments they tell you to do, like the writing exercise.
That's creating, like, the, whatever, like, the fucking, you know, they say, like, the mental or the brain, like, synapses between, like, just putting pen to paper and understanding how your mind works. It's like going through those motions is the most important part.
It's
because there's a teacher and somebody to hold you accountable. That's the benefit, is that you have to come in every week with the homework.
Even if you're just going up in front of like the rest of the group, if you're getting on stage and speaking into a microphone and trying to tell a joke into it, there's value in that. But it is unbelievable. Like, I've seen a couple comedy classes in, you know, the last 15 years or whatever. It's unbelievable how confident the people teaching those comedy classes are at correcting like little details of how you should, no, you shouldn't do it this way. You should do it this way, when it is never somebody qualified too. And anybody qualified to would never even give another comic advice like that, because it's like, well, you don't really tell someone like how they're supposed to say their joke or what topics their joke's supposed to be about. That's ridiculous.
Well, like, it's also, you have to learn comedy. It's almost like, you know, talked about jiu-jitsu before, but it's kind of like jiu-jitsu in that you can't really fake. There's no faking the time. Like there are people that definitely are savants and who get funnier faster, but it's like you have to learn how to like write a bad joke before you can learn how to write a good joke. You have to learn how
there's
to like
a guy,
fail and over and over and over again to figure it out.
There's a guy on YouTube we watched on the bonfire, but I'll show you guys one day. His name's like Steve something, but he does like, you know, it's comedy teaching like online. So, and he has like a guy who's just so overexcited with him. It's like a shitty Home Shot infomercial almost. And he's just telling you the whole thing, like, you know, like there's the one technique is the switcheroo, you know, and you say that, and it's just, he just gives you the most basic. He's like, if you're going to exaggerate, you have to exaggerate big, you know, because it's funnier to have a bigger exaggeration. Like, you don't say, hey, my friend gained a little weight recently. He couldn't even get out of his front door. And then he goes, but you know, if you were like, my friend gained a little weight recently, in fact, he's viewable on Google Earth. It's just like he's saying that's like, now there's quality at the end of it. So like, it's just,
you gotta go big,
ridiculous.
Go big or go home.
So it's ridiculous. But opinion. But again, like the writing prompt, someone mentioned those to me the other day, which I mean, that sounds pretty neat for writing stuff. Just like there's websites you can go to that have writing prompts.
What do you mean?
Just like if you're a person who writes and stuff, I never understood. I was like, why? I've never just sat and like wrote down stuff ever. It's like, I don't know where to like start.
So they give you a prompt? They give you like an idea?
Not for like not even like a joke idea. It's just writing ideas. So it's just like, you know, just as you remember, it's like your worst camp experience, like shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, we should do that one day.
That'd be fun.
Just do writing prompts?
Let's do writing prompts on the show and we'll just tell stories with the writing prompts.
Dude, but I think, and I remember me and Lewis talking about this when we were really young in the game. It's something like we figured out pretty early. But the best advice I would ever give, like, to young people, like, just value advice from people who are where you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, to take with a grain of salt advice from people who are not. And that's the problem with the comedy classes in general. It's almost always someone who's been in it 20 years who's teaching a comedy class. And that's never where anyone wants to be. In 20 years.
Yeah. And there are exceptions. I know Nate Bargatze taught a comedy class. Yeah. Jessica Kirsten taught a comedy class. There are certain people who are really good.
But those guys would, both of them would be an example of like, oh, they're someone, like you'd want to be where they are.
Right.
So, okay, take their advice.
And like, even them, they were probably doing it for a paycheck. I know Nate was at the time. I don't know Jessica like that. But at the time, Nate was fairly, you know, he wasn't broke, but he was...
I was
still doing
it,
the various things that you would do just to make whatever cash.
I got asked to do it, and I said I would do it. And then they told me that it would have to be like, it's not like young people or people who, not even young, but want to do comedy. Like, it's people mostly that are like, they come in there that want to like just get better at public speaking, or it looks like a fun little hobby thing to try or something. And I was like, oh, I don't want to like, I don't really have information for that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to share with that person. Like, well, here's your method. I have more like the years I could try to cut off for you are like the, you know, your approach to just like telling, your like stage comfort. You know what I mean? Finding those things. I mean, if someone was like, well, how do I write a good joke? I'm like, fuck if I know.
Never written one in my life.
I don't know. You know, I don't know the formula like for that. Like,
you know, find a chick in the front row. Ask her if she's ever had black cock. Bam.
Now.
Find out.
There you go. There's your writing
prompt. How long her pussy hair is. Now, next, find out what she's put in her butt, and that's your set. I mean, how do you know?
I don't know.
Just
check the clock. You're probably at 35 minutes by now.
Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. This guy's gay. Good night, everyone.
Dude, somebody said that.
I heard the crowd work album is coming out great, actually, Lewis.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
I heard it's coming along. I'll never listen to it, but I heard it's great.
Yeah, me neither.
I heard it's fun.
Yeah, somebody said that about me recently. They were like, he's doing fucking jokes that were funny 10 years ago. I was like, yeah, they weren't that funny. I know it's a little dated. This guy's gay. Look at this girl's tits.
I have a new like video that I put up that's like 90% negative comments on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
About it. It was my daughter cutting the shit stains out of her underwear. And it's just everyone. Right. It's all... 18 to 21 year old white girls that are like, this is fucking disgusting. Why is he talking about his daughter's genitals so much? What, this fucking old weirdo? It's just, yeah. Well, so aggressive. But
I don't agree with the old weirdo one, but the previous commenter made a solid point.
Yeah, you know what, dude, I agree. Take it out of your act. Get rid of it.
My act.
I'm sick of thinking about your child daughter's vagina.
Yeah, I did it on TV, and I never did it again. That's how I work, dude. I got a whole new offensive thing about something.
About a child vagina. Now it's not even my daughter. Now some other child.
Oh, dude, I, on stage, I haven't done it in a couple, maybe I haven't done it in a week or two on the road, but I just go, I don't have a joke yet, but I just think it's funny to think about the guy. You know how they make the dolls that, are babies that, fuckable babies for pedophiles so they don't fuck real babies?
Do they actually make those?
I think so.
I feel like that's a rumor that somebody said and then nobody did. I know that they made like very young looking girls, but that's not a baby.
Right.
Well, can you look up, is there a fuckable baby?
Well, let's just, we don't have to pick through the joke right now. I was just going to say, you know, and I make the joke that someone's got to put the fuckable baby pussy on as part of the conveyor belt. Hey guys, Jessica Kirsten still teaches a comedy class.
I'm sorry. I thought we were just talking about these fuckable babies. I got to be honest with you.
Is this really that's Lewis's cycle? Second time that he called bullshit on just an obvious goofy joke idea.
I don't think so. Bobby, pull this up. Let's see. There's one on this side. Fish pond, a baby sex doll. But is it for you or is it for another baby? Like they have you know, dogs that your dog can fuck. You're not supposed to fuck those sex dolls.
Well, you could probably fuck the dog if you wanted to. I mean, the dog doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be these things exist somewhere. If not, I mean, Etsy. Somebody's making one on Etsy as we speak. It's me.
Can you pull it up? I mean, Alex just pulled up a link. Why aren't we looking at it?
Why aren't we looking at it? Alex, do you do me a favor? Throw the link. Oh, it looks like we have a link. Alex? Looks like Black Baby from our show.
Wait, do we
have a link? Realist silicone baby, black, soft doll, simulation, close eyes. Close eyes. You think the baby would have closed eyes if you're fucking it? Dude, I feel like the baby's eyes would be bugging. Like,
I don't think. Is that a fuck doll or just a baby?
You're taking
doll?
Away half the fun. The baby crying.
I feel like hey, if you put
$141.
I feel like if you put your dick inside of this baby sex doll, the eye should pop out a little bit as soon as you put your dick in it.
The eye should pop out. Yeah. Chris and Hansen tongue, should pop out. Lots of things should happen.
It should have a bow. It should have a bow tie that spins.
Yeah, I agree. Or make it belly button.
Bobby just, that's bigger. Not a sex doll. We're just looking at a doll and
look.
Thinking
any
about
doll technically
it.
Be a sex doll if you have a razor blade.
He's not wrong.
And Lewis any always has a kind. Razor blade.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing newer sponsors over here, the Legion of Skanks, and they are awesome. Straight up dude shit. And that's rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts you need at the best prices possible. Look, none of us know what the hell we're doing. This is for the men who are listening. And we know you're out there doing blue-collar shit while we sit here in our fucking ivory towers judging you, making you laugh with our filth. Well, for those people, you don't have to go talk to a counter guy anymore to order your parts, and you don't even know what you're looking for half the time, and they never have quite what you need when you go to the
and
store.
And they're trying to make a sale. They're trying to make fucking cash off you, which is the real thing. You don't trust those guys. I look at them, dude. They call us Nazi podcasters. I look at every auto part guy as a fucking straight-up Gestapo Nazi member.
You heard it here, everyone. Well, yeah, are you going to go to AutoZone, a.k.a. Auschwitz? Fuck you.
No, fuck no, you're not. Go to rockauto.com, browse their prices, browse their parts. It really is actually pretty fun. I'm not an auto guy at all, but I just enjoy browsing the different parts and fantasizing about the things that I would do to my car if I could do them in my car.
See, I take it one step further. I order a bunch of parts and just have them sitting around my house. I don't know what to do with them, but if anyone's looking, I have a catalytic converter for a 98 Buick. And
I'll tell you, I am actually building a car just from parts that I ordered at rockauto.com.
Like Legos. Like you're just starting from scratch. You're like, dude, chassis, wrench. Yeah.
First things first, bolts and screws. We don't know what the hell we're talking about, but you do. And if you do, go to rockauto.com right now and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. Rockauto.com, there's no promo code because their pricing's already that good. But when you order, make sure you tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Legion of Skanks. Let them know you're listening. Rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it.
I used to fuck all my teddy bears, by the way. Remember, yeah. Did I ever tell you how my sister almost...
But that was like when we first started Legion of Skanks.
Why should I bring this up to my sister one day? Because she all right, so I told the story on my special about how she caught me fucking a teddy bear.
Yeah.
But she was on to me before that.
She saw the way you were looking at that teddy bear?
Well, what I would do is I would hunt my teddy bears regularly, like all different types of teddy bears. And I had a pink hippo that was a hand puppet.
They say you're racist.
What?
So then they say you're racist.
That a pink hippo that was a hand puppet. I fucked that one too. And I remember one time, I must have been humping the teddy bear, and she must have come in the room and then like left. She must have saw me. And then I was like, oh shit. And then I pulled up my pants. And then I put the teddy bear on top of my lap because I had a feeling she was going to come back. Right. And then she came back and she pulled the blanket down real quick to see what I was doing. But I was like, whew. She didn't catch me. And the teddy bear was just there. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? So she knew what the fuck was up. And now I'm thinking, like, I was younger. She was 2 years older. I wonder how aware that everybody was. I bet it was a topic of conversation that people were just regularly having about me every time I would leave the room.
It's very possible. It's very, very possible. Or she was actually in there, the anger and weirdness she had because she was jealous because those were her fuck dolls.
Or maybe she was just mad that I was fucking her dolls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lewis is fucking all my fuck dolls.
Well, they're not her fuck dolls. Maybe they're just not sex dolls, or maybe they're just toys to her.
And that's also possible. Anything is possible.
Here, her little brother comes in just fucking all of her toys like a weirdo. Everything. I fucked her Barbie Corvette, her Rubik's Cube.
Legos. You bust through a Lego wall with your dick.
Dude, we should have a Lego master competition of the show. Jay, I bet you think you could beat me in Lego building. I know. I see it on your face already. It's not even a debate.
Are you just trying to get competitive about the dumbest competition idea I've ever heard?
I just know that Jay is the most competitive person I know, and I think that if push comes to shove, Jay believes that he could beat me deep and hard in a Lego competition.
Now,
wait, is part of this competition you guys fucking the Legos? It's a weird transition.
Well, I did think about... look at that O. I did think.
Do you want to see who can make a better Lego pussy?
That's where my mind was going.
Ah, who can make a better Lego pussy?
Well, I would say fuckable. It's got to be fuckable.
Yes. Yeah.
Does it have to be fuckable?
Yes. Fuckable pussy.
Fuckable Lego pussy.
A lot of Legos.
Or fuckable dildo.
Now that's easy. I mean, it's gonna hurt. Well, you better put a condom over it.
That is going to be some jagged shit.
Oh, my God, dude. That's going to hurt your pussy so much, ladies. My Lego dildo? Build a Lego dildo and then...
Bobby said stepping on a Lego is painful. I can't imagine fucking it.
We'll give it away to three listeners who will fuck this Lego dildo.
Can we see a Lego penis and a Lego pussy? Somebody's made them, for sure.
That's
out there.
That's for sure.
How cylindrical can you get Legos? It's almost like, you know, on
not
like those, there's gotta be a way to make a cylindrical like shape with Lego.
Well, I'll tell you if it's, oh yeah, you have to do it, but it's going to have corners still.
I don't know, dude. I bet you there's a way to fucking, cause if you ever watch
Legos
Masters,
at this
dude,
point that they have, yeah, there's definitely Legos they have at this point that will curve, but that's not a true Lego pussy to me.
I bet you that there's a way to construct Lego. In a way, even just with blocks, where you can make it a perfect, like, fucking cylindrical thing because it's just the way you lay down the Legos. Sure. I bet you there's a way.
I'm telling you, it's not going to be without edges.
I don't know, dude. I mean, there's going to be edges, but I bet you they're not sharp. I bet you there's a way to get the edges rounded.
Yeah. File it down, or
the dumbest conversation.
This is just—I don't even understand.
Dave,
the idea was never.
Alex, Dave's trying to run for president for one day.
Alex, would it be impossible to fuck the most rounded possible Lego dildo?
Oh my god!
Is Alex not
here anymore? Yeah, I wouldn't do it. there's absolutely no way to get it rounded enough that I would fuck it.
Would you put it in if they had a condom over it, which would definitely smooth out the edges a bit?
No.
Okay.
Can we see a Lego penis? Can we see?
Well, you're not getting any. Well, what you were going to get was a birthday present, but never mind.
I found a Lego fleshlight.
Fine.
Here's a Lego penis.
Nice.
I mean, that one's got a lot of jagged edges, but that one's fucking, look.
It's also gay friendly.
It is gay friendly. It's going right in your ass. I feel like your ass would be easier to take that than your pussy.
I'm going to disagree on that one.
Yeah, I think the pussy stretches better.
And here's a Lego fleshlight.
Whoa. It doesn't look inviting.
It looks like I put my dick in it, and my dick would come out.
Here's like, a there you vagina. Go.
That's what mine would look like. Fuck
yeah,
it.
But no, that you can't fuck that. It's not fuckable, dude.
Oh, it is. I'm going to break it in half like karate boards.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know if that's going to be fuckable.
I can't believe there's not a video of someone fucking a Lego dildo.
There's got to be a better Lego penis. Is that the only Lego penis we've seen? I almost feel like this should be a competition that people are having regularly.
I mean, here's a Lego man with a penis.
Let's see.
Booyah.
That was hilarious.
He's got elephantitis of the nuts.
Or type in build cylinder out of Legos and see if there is a cylindrical... like blueprint for Lego.
And Lewis really likes the word cylindrical.
Yes. Were you recently told that penises are cylindrical?
Recently, Jay, I'm 39 years old.
Okay, well, you're just saying it a lot now.
What if we ever had to use this?
Sometimes you'll learn
describe
a new word,
that shape.
You know what I mean? This week I'm going to learn what Machiavellian means, then I'm going to start saying it to people.
Hold on, say nothing. What does Machiavellian mean? Shit, Dave.
I don't know.
I bet Dave knows.
Of course he does.
Yeah. I mean,
I just found out what dystopian means.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not 100%, but I used it in a conversation with Dave yesterday.
Isn't dystopian like Terminator? It's Terminator future, right?
Terminator world, yes, dude.
You used it in a conversation with me, and I didn't give you any pushback on it. You know, Lewis thinks he used it, right?
Yes, yes.
I think you did.
Society. I was talking about how, like... I drove into the city the other day. You
know, hey, what's up, Lewis? How's your day going? I don't know, man. Pretty dystopian. How about you?
Feeling dystopian lately, man. I don't know. I'm trying to get out of this funk.
No, I was talking about how, like, I drove into the city and, like, I just saw, like, you know how there'd be, like, a bunch of the same posters on a wall? It's almost like a rock poster. But it's, like, it's for the vaccine and it's, like, bright red letters and it said, take the vax. And it was a close-up of a needle. And you're like... what are they like marketing to? Who are they marketing? Like, this is not, that feels right to nobody. It feels fucked
up. That's like They Live signs.
Yes, dude. Okay. I'm going like, why are we okay with this? Like, I'm like, fine, dude, I'll take the vax. But why are we okay? Like, this is the fucking marketing.
Well, I have the vax, but still, you look over like it's a Rage Against the Machine Run the Jewels tour poster, and it's slathered up, and it's just like, take the vax, get it, you piece of shit.
Dude, I don't care.
Street kid.
You could
take the jab. You're like, stop holding a jab, you freak.
You could be completely on board with the vaccine and be vaccinated and be on board with the whole thing. But, like, you can't deny that we're living through, like, the beginning of a movie that ends up being a really bad movie. You know what I mean? Like, you know this is, like, the start of
something that goes
very bad.
Yeah, this is the beginning of 30 days later.
Yeah, like, you can't look at this and not see that part.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
A Spike Lee joint.
Spike Lee's Terminator? Come with me if you want to live, yo. Yeah. I'll be back, y'alls. I'll be black.
Come with me if you do not want to pay for this meal.
Have you seen Daquan Carter? They got to make a black Terminator soon.
Do black
They've made a black several movie. Movies. They've made a black... They made Black Annie. They made Black
Annie is
Can't Buy Me Love.
Made so much more sense.
Yeah. You know? Well,
Black Annie was being molested by her uncle.
Black Annie was Precious. Black Annie's a prequel to Precious. Eat my pussy, orphan Annie. Get pregnant by your daddy. Little Orphan Annie. Who the fuck named this bitch Annie? That's a little Bobby, ginger, freaky freckle name.
Bobby, I'm listening to the...
M-Train.
Yeah, Bobby, I understand that you live with the Ninja Turtles, but if you could please...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't remember what we were talking about just now. What were we talking about? Oh, let's do plugs real quick.
A lot of
dystopian
stuff.
Society.
Dystopian, yes. Dystopian. And that came
my memory
from, that came
is Machiavellian.
From Machiavellian. Dave. That's something to do with Tupac.
No, oh, but yeah, something
that's,
to
no,
do,
that's what
it's
it means.
So, it's something Tupac to do album. With why he called himself Machiavelli, though.
It's something to do with Tupac and Jesus and a cross. Whatever
no,
that
no,
whole
no,
thing
I don't
is.
Know if that has to do with that. Maybe it does.
Is Machiavelli like a synonym for Jesus?
Yep. Nailed it.
Is it?
Machiavelli
no, don't,
equals
Dave's,
Jesus.
Dave's bullying you. I don't like it. I don't like when he bullies us stupid.
Oh, is this what you do
Dave.
My dystopian yesterday?
He was.
Oh, dude, I didn't even use dystopian right yesterday.
And then he makes
hey, buddy, what
Terminator
are you up to?
World.
Oh, I'm driving up to Rochester. He goes, dystopian. All right, see you later, bro.
Yeah, that's fucking mad dystopian. Anyway, I'm working out.
Oh, sold out shows? Dystopian.
My training's been going pretty dystopian so far. I'm going to be able to do 5 rounds.
Do you have a chance to check out the latest Fight Journal? Totally dystopian. Just me and Harrington.
Fucking getting totally dystoped.
Oh, this is pure natural dystope.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys getting dysto later? I started abbreviating it.
Yeah, dude. Machiavellian. Is that what it means? Cunning, scheming, unscrupulous? No, Bobby, you should have let us guess more. Don't give us the right answers in the chat, you dickhead. Unscrupulous? Well, what does that mean?
So it's like, what is it? Win at all costs?
It's the thing comes from, in the book, the idea of being Machiavellian is like using like dishonest methods to get to achieve power.
Yes.
And then like they're like, so basically the idea is like, if you want to be a good leader, you have to be the most piece of shit, conniving, evil person
for the greater good
to get power and then do what you want to do.
Then you fucking do good with the power.
Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga. Run quick, see.
Lewis can totally relate except for the doing good with it part.
I do very good. I do very good.
No moral principles. Machiavellian.
I do better than most.
You have scruples, dude.
Joe Machiavellian?
Joe Machiavellian.
Oh, you gotta be cunning. I'll do whatever it takes to even murder to win. I'll stab my best friends in the back, I will. I don't care. I just want ultimate power and to dominate. There is no price too great. Kneel before me or you will fall. Joe Machiavellian.
Joe Machiavellian.
The best fucking character, dude.
Joe Machiavellian,
dude. He's going to take over.
Send out your wives to suck my dick or I'll take it. Your houses will burn. Send out your women.
Shit. Let's do plugs real quick. David?
Thank you, Luis.
David.
Well, this is coming out tonight. So tomorrow night, if you're listening now, Saturday night, a live stand-up show and a live part of the Problem podcast here at Rochester.
Assuming if phone calls get through before you start making plans.
Assuming I'm not canceled by then, come out to a Comedy on the Carlson. Check me out there. That's it for me, Skankfest, and that's it for the year. So come out if you can. And then check out the Tim Pool episode is up. Got a lot of good feedback from that, so go check that out. And that's all.
Sick.
BigJComedy.com. If you're listening live right now, then you could come see me still. 2 more shows at the Comedy Works in Denver on Saturday. And then Sunday, me and Arish, I think they're both sold out. 2 sold-out shows in Pittsburgh. I'm excited for that. Coming to you soon. San Diego, the weekend after that. American Comedy Company, they love the skanks down there.
They love the whole staff loves us. Like they're fucking hardcore parkour fans.
They're great.
It's awesome. They got the green room's just stocked with weed the whole time.
Yeah, they know what's up. American Comedy Company next week. So yeah, come check that out. And a bunch of dates. I'm on the road a ton through the rest of the year. So BigJComedy.com, coming to a city near you soon. Bonfire, of course, on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and the SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network. And I guess album coming relatively soon.
Fuck yeah. Got some stuff coming up, guys. September 30th through October 2nd, I'll be down at the Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas, headlining that whole weekend. I'm bringing Zach Amico. I'm going to ask Colin Turrell to come down as well. My chick, Natalie Cuomo's coming as well. Going to do some live podcasts, a Depraved show. So get tickets for that. I think they should be up on the website by the time this comes out on iTunes. LewisofSkanks.com is my website. You can grab tickets for all my live stuff there. I'm going to the UK for the first time with Michael Bisping. I'm going to be warming up his one-man show in England, Dublin, Glasgow, and a few other places. That's the beginning of October, so grab tickets for that. I think I'm going to be adding at least one or two nights in England for me to headline as well. So look out for more information on that. Going back to Canada, Toronto in December. I'm going to be out in Cali in December. Skankfest obviously happening November 5th or 7th. That is officially sold out. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting us throughout all of that. We will be giving away tickets on this show. So make sure you guys are subscribed to Legion of Skanks. Make sure you guys are subscribed to Gas Digital, because we're going to be doing various giveaways over the course of the next couple months. Skankfest is going to be wild. We have crazy surprises planned. We have the most insane lineup in comedy that comedy's ever fucking seen. So come out to Skankfest, and we have lots of plans for the future for that as well. So make sure you support that. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake is my Twitch channel. And subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. We're doing a giveaway, a back-to-school giveaway for the month of September. If you sign up for the 2-year membership for Gas Digital, pre-purchase 2 years, you're going to get a Gas Digital back-to-school backpack, custom backpack, which is really, really cool. So go subscribe in the month of September if you haven't. And yeah, that's that. Live Monday nights, every Monday night at The Stand in New York City.
Be there.
Until it's too cold. But honestly, Jay, once it's too cold, would you guys, I'm literally just throwing this out there now. I should probably do it off air, but fuck it, who cares? Would you guys be willing to do it?
You guys want to give away all your money? Charity?
Well, no, I was saying when the winter comes, do you want to maybe do it at Stress Factory or a place that has like an outdoor setup?
Do what?
Yeah, Live Legion on Mondays.
Might have to change the time, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Just to be a little bit later. But I was thinking that or...
Or we could like, pre-tape it on Sundays and then have it come out on Mondays.
At some point, we should do one for Harrington at that Brooklyn Comedy Club.
No, I know. Yeah, he's been asking me.
Yeah, we'll just do one there just to like, get him a little bump, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Love it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show. That is spelled F-U-M, pronounced Fume. They really are a great product that is making it so much easier to quit smoking. Now, that's not the only thing they're used for, but I'll tell you right now, most of my friends that have been using Fume have been using it to kick the habit. It is a little wooden inhaler. There's no electronics. There's no plugging it in. There's no charging anything. There's no vape even that's going into your lungs.
This company had me at Canadian wood in your mouth.
Do you love Canadian wood? You love cylindrical things being in and out of your mouth. That's sort of a sucking fact
things.
About you.
I like
you
putting
love it,
things
dude.
In things and sucking that.
That's very true. If you want the power of the world's super plants, Fume makes it that much easier to get them because they have different cores that you put into these little inhalers and you breathe them in. It is very, very healthy. The most popular one is the Conquer Core, which blends peppermint and black pepper and a couple other things, which kicks the cravings for smoking. But they have a bunch of different ones.
Do look like cum sticks coming out of a Canadian wood. I'm just saying, if that's what's going to make the sale, just know. If you suck really hard, yeah.
If you want some wood with a little bit of white stuff coming out of it, mm-hmm. Guess what? Fume is your company.
That's right. You heard us, closeted fans. You freaks.
They have other flavors as well. Reassurance, Bubbly Lime, Shield. Things like allergy symptom relief, things like energy boosting, things like mood boosting benefits, a lot of different benefits. Take a look at their entire line of products at breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUM.com/Legion. Make sure if you purchase something, use that promo code Legion and save 10% off. Once again, breathe in those benefits of the world's super plants today at breathefume.com/legion. All right. Where were we? Let's talk about a couple of these other things real quick. Did you hear about this black guy in mushrooms? It's kind of a crazy story.
No, I did not.
I didn't even know black people did mushrooms.
Really, yeah, that's weird,
the first mind blow. How Machiavellian.
It's totally dystopian.
Dude, this guy got all dystopian out of his fucking.
This guy's all dystopian. Dystoped up.
Pull up this story if you guys can.
This story. Young father shot and killed while protecting his baby in Miami Beach restaurant. Oh, Jesus.
Miami Beach. I thought it was somewhere else. It was like North Carolina or.
Yeah, no big loss. Miami people. Who cares?
Let's see. What is the story here? Give us some feedback.
I got to make this big.
This is a video of what happened seconds after a tourist father was randomly murdered.
Randomly.
Through the screams, a gunman dances after a man was just shot.
Whoa.
At a cafe on Ocean Drive. Holding the gun, he coldly walks from cafe tables toward an alley. In the alley, he surrenders.
Whoa. I thought he shot himself.
He appears to confess.
Whoa.
The victim was carted by police to 15th Street and met by Miami Beach Fire Rescue.
In a shopping cart.
Miami Beach Fire Rescue ambulance is heading. We believe wow. Jackson's rider trauma.
They're going to Pitbull Memorial Hospital.
Heading behind it after a shooting took place here in broad daylight back on South Beach and closer to where the shots were fired. Witnesses took us through the nightmare from their perspective.
Jennifer Lopez, Presbyterian.
With all his family and kids and everything.
I'm only doing this interview if you shoot my dick.
Yes. Look at my little wiener. It's so crazy. Oh, also, the guy got shot with nuts.
He was crazy.
The guy went there and shot the guy. And he started dancing on top of the guy. I don't know why.
He started dancing, dude. Black people love dancing that much.
Yeah.
Any opportunity.
He's like, the craziest thing was homeboy was dancing, but ain't when there was no music playing. That was what was crazy to me. He was dancing, but ain't no music playing.
Shooting, they said he was smiling and laughing the whole time that he was shooting the guy.
The victim was pronounced dead.
It made me think, murder must be fun.
Makes me feel awful, especially when I'm bringing friends and family that I know and love to share the beautiful city that I was born and raised in, and I grew up here.
Yeah, this bitch making it about her.
Really sad.
I started my business here, my jewelry business, which has been quite successful and lucrative for me. I've done well. I met my husband. We just recently bought a Cadillac XL7.
That's fucking wild, dude. So the guy was on mushrooms. That is fucking crazy. Imagine that, dude. Because I've been so fucked up on hallucinogens that like I was willing to kill myself. So the story, the guy started pointing a gun at the baby. Jeez. Right? At this guy's baby, and the guy got in front of the bullet and was like, dude, it's a baby. What are you doing? And then the guy just fucking unloaded on him.
Who tourists to Miami Beach with a baby?
Yeah, seriously, what a pointless. Also, why is that this guy's mugshot? Because that is a handsome mugshot right there. That will go down in history as that's a good looking, handsome man.
Yeah, he's good looking. I bet he got those mushrooms for free. He's so good looking. They don't take him, you male model.
Damn, buddy. I've been so fucked up on mushrooms that I or not mushrooms, but acid, that I could have been convinced to kill myself.
Really?
Yeah, because I had convinced myself that death and life were the same, just the same as fucking light and darkness and colors and this table, and like it was like it's overall one.
It's kind of true when you think about it.
I could have been convinced. Well, yeah, it was like almost like we're all like just this consciousness is one thing collectively. That's sort of what that's like a dumb like mushroomy thing to like come to the conclusion, and it doesn't really make any fucking real sense. But if I could have been suggested into killing myself in that moment. Because I remember the thought came into my head and I was like not scared about the prospect of killing myself. I started getting excited about it.
Kill yourself.
Jay, did you say something?
Kill yourself right now.
Huh? Jay didn't say something. I got nothing on my end.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Now's the time, dude. Life and death are the same thing. Stop that thing. That's not mushroomy at all, dude. That's totally Machiavellian.
Dude, kill yourself. It'll be so dystopian.
Be so fucking dystopian.
If you want to be dystopian, dystopian. It wants to be dystopian, dystopian. Kill yourself.
yourselves.
Dude, we should Machiavelli. We should subliminally get our fans to kill themselves by doing that.
What'd you say? You out there in Chicago, kill yourself.
What?
Yeah, you. The white guy with tattoos, probably. You know, you have piercings. Your beard stinks. Kill yourself. You're too fat. You got a girlfriend that's bigger than you. Kill yourself. You've had sex with less than a dozen people. Kill yourself. You have a face tattoo and you wear glasses. Kill yourself. You spent your last $400 on Skankfest tickets. Kill yourself. Just kill yourself. You didn't pay child support for 2 months to go to Skankfest. Kill yourself.
Are you guys hearing something? It's so weird.
No, dude. What? No, I'm just out of topics.
I'm just fucking, just in my head getting all dystopian, if you know what I mean.
Me, I'm just over here getting dystope.
Oh, fuck, dude. But that's fucked up, dude. That
sucks.
Yeah, that's really sad. Dude, this fucking dude.
Just any kind of random fucking, like, it's just over that quick.
Yeah, over, it's just even crazy. Like, that could have been me. Which is really what I'm thinking about.
What, on mushrooms killing a father?
Pointing a gun at a baby.
Are you guys feeling dystopian? Is this guy evil?
Yeah. Officer, I didn't even have a problem with the guy. My beef was with the baby. And this busybody gets in the middle.
Listen to me, baby. Two things are going to happen right now. You're going to suck my dick. And I'm going to kill your father. What? It's the mushrooms talking. What?
What? I'm all shroomed up.
What?
All lights connected. I'm going to kill your father.
This is the end.
I could not imagine being
mother,
a mother.
I want to. Fuck you.
Dude, I mean, what an unmushroomy thing to do.
Yeah, being violent on mushrooms is something I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah, like you hear that about like bath salts and like crazy shit like that. Somebody was in my Twitch chat the other day and they were like, oh, I've smoked bath salts or took bath salts. I don't even know what you do with bath salts. I don't even know. How do you take bath salts? Like, what is even
smoked it?
Do you smoke them?
I think so.
I don't even know what really bath salts are.
Or like, you snorted it maybe? Maybe you snorted it.
Epsom salt?
No.
Take an Epsom salt bath, right?
It wasn't Epsom salt. It wasn't Epsom.
So right now we don't have the internet at our fingertips. The three of us were, you know, we could have went down this path.
Bring it up, let's say there is a GoFundMe for the family of the deceased.
Okay. We should, yeah.
It's GoFundMe.com/F/fundraiser-4-Dustin family. Just, we'll put it out in the
description. Put it in the description. Put the link in the description. That's really sad. Also, we want to be fair. So there's a fundraiser to get this guy out of jail.
Everyone deserves an attorney.
Dude, come on.
Mushrooms aren't even that big of a deal.
I know you heard what you thought was a confession. Get this guy to
confess. Yeah, let's get this guy out and back in the dance.
Okay, cancel culture. Here we go.
You think he's being rehabilitated in jail? He needs to be out of jail dancing.
It's hilarious to just call everything cancel culture. This guy, you're just going to let this guy get canceled from living outside of jail? Really, that's what we do now?
Okay.
Real nice.
Win the argument.
Wait, what's next? People marry their dogs? Do we have the thing?
Please. Pull it up.
I must have missed it. Yeah, what am I pulling up?
None of us remember.
I remember.
I was reading on what bath salts are.
Right, that's right. No, that's exactly it. No, we were going to guess. We're not pulling up anything. God, we're potheads.
He goes, I forget again. What was I looking up? We're like, what? We were like, Bobby, come on, you asshole. You know, the thing we said before. Dude, what are you fucking dystopian, Bobby? Over there? Could you be less Machiavellian and find the thing from before
what
we
would
said?
You do? What would be the first thing to... All right, let's say you wanted to get high right now. Like, you have no weed, you have no nothing. What would you do? No internet.
Huh?
How would you get high?
I'm not following the question.
Like sniff glue. What would be the thing? You got to get high right now with only stuff in your house.
But who would want to do that?
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
Us 8 years ago.
Oh, no. 8 years ago? I'll tell you what I would have done.
I'm not saying to do it, guys. I'm saying like in a world where we do bits on this show. Imagine we do that. Now we're going to pretend that.
I'd huff something probably.
Yeah, but what would you huff?
glue is the first obvious guess, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I was going to say computer dust.
I don't think you get high off of Elmer's sunshine. Glue, right? Like my son's Elmer's?
No. I want to walk on sunshine, though, with the computer bit duster.
Maybe you got that rubber cement.
I'll do that one.
I bet Alex knows a handful of things.
Nutmeg what?
Nutmeg fucked you up?
What does that mean? Do you think that means an alcoholic eggnog?
Yeah, I do have whipped cream. We could do whippets. I have whippets right here available to me. I've never done a whippet in my life. That was always just so garbage.
You've done it. Never seemed appealing to me.
Jay, you've done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun till the girl. I've never told the story in Houston hotel room. Yeah, and the girl had like the machine even that does it. Mm. So you don't have to just use you just put the CO2 cartridges in it.
Jay's like, can you connect that to my whipped cream canister?
She was,
auto shooting whipped cream into your mouth.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like, oh man, we're going to have whipped cream with this girl. She's like, no, different. I'm like, well, but then the whipped cream won't come out.
It's going to come out like a liquid.
Yeah. Well, how am I going to break this thing open to get to the whipped cream now? So, Nate was there too, and I was doing it. It was fun. I did it like 5 times. And this girl who brought it in, she was like a lesbian roller derby girl. Yeah. And she was like, I can do it all the time. Doesn't bother me at all. This is just what I do. And then on like the third or fourth one, she just face planted on the floor. And I thought she was dead and terrified. And she popped up like 10 seconds later. And I was like, you guys got to go. And I've never done it again. So just one time. But it was fun. I did like the high from it.
You kicked her and Nate out into the cold?
Yeah.
Hey, can I stay with you?
No, I think it was like another roller derby girl was there too. Did you, you've done like the balloons before though? It's the same thing?
No.
You've never done a balloon ever? Oh, right.
I've never done any of the weird, like, it was just very crackheady to me when kids were doing it.
It is, for
and like
sure.
I was, so I wouldn't have smoked. Of course, Alex, you used to be really, Alex said, I used to be way into them. If you were ever way into whippets, there's a problem.
Yo, is anybody choked themselves getting choked while jerking, like auto asphyxiation? I don't know anyone who's said they've done it ever.
Well, Bobby just said like hyperventilating will fuck you up. Like, which, do you mean like bending over and then,
yeah, I used to do that,
like, and then come up real quick and hold your own neck and sort of like get yourself lightheaded?
Yeah, exactly.
I used to do this thing where I used to push on my eyes until they would like the lenses of my eyes would bend in a way where it would just create flashes of colors. And I would do that for like 10, 20, 30 minutes at a time. And I would just trip my fucking ball. And it would turn into like static. Then it would be like little blue fuzzy lights. And then like fucking electricity, like lightning bolts. And I used to just, as a kid, I used to love that.
Who is that and humping your sister's toys?
I was going to say.
Yeah, while I would do that.
Dude, don't look at me. Don't look at me, other dolls.
Dude, I, like, literally as a child, like, Janice. I lived my life like I was a demon.
Janice, where's your brother? I don't know, Mom. He's upstairs probably punching himself in the eye or humping my teddy bear. Doing what he does.
Why did you have to have a brother? He sucks.
I'm just fucking having electricity run through my eyeballs while I'm getting my dick sucked by a pink hippo. What a life I was leading as a kid, dude. I really do. I talk about it in my act, but like just that like time of being a kid where like the overlap of like just starting to go through puberty, but you still have like the freedom of being a little boy, but you're like discovering like jerking off and like it's just like it is just like.
Have you heard I'm doing a thing? When I fuck with the crowd that I say about like my, I describe my like childhood room and it's like a jerking off, very young bit also. But yeah, it's funny. It's like when you do, you go back to it, you're right back to the place in your head. You're like, shit, man, just time's flying, dude. We're getting old.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Go back to what you just said there in that chat.
Spinning in circles.
I used to spin in circles like, whoa.
Yeah. But I think that's like a pretty normal little kid thing.
Yeah. Kids that spin in circles constantly might form substance abuse problems. Yeah, because you're looking for a high, dude. I would just spin until I almost passed out.
Dude, I just got a chair in my house that spins. I've always loved a chair that you can just like spin around it and get dizzy.
I hate the feeling of being dizzy now. I hate it.
Oh, I love it. That's why I do pool flip, dude.
You like the dizziness. So you can currently go, like, I brought James to, in Myrtle Beach. We went to like a carnival more type thing. It was like the Myrtle Beach, like, thing on the boardwalk, but it was like carnival rides with like the bobsled and like the Gravitron, just the things that simply spin in circles.
Yeah.
I hate them. I fucking, I can't stand it. I'll do roller coaster. Anymore. I'll do any of that shit, but like a scrambler, that's like crazy. Like, why would anybody choose that? Scrambler
sucks. Roundup though, I still enjoy. That's still enjoy a good round. That's the one that's outside, and you go in the circle, and you stick to the wall, and then it goes up. It's like
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't any of those like ones that make you dizzy. I'm way over. Loved them all when I was a kid.
Yeah, and then like something happens, you're like 34. And also like then roller coasters happen, and roller coasters are dope for a while too. And you hit 30, and roller coasters, it's like they take it out of you now. You go to Six Flags now, and you're like. The day of Six Flags, you're sore the next day.
The last time I went to Six Flags was with you guys. I think both you guys were there. I was like a bunch of comics. For sure. And I literally went. So this month, I feel like I was like, I don't know, I was like 32 maybe or something like that. And I just went still with my, you know, like I wasn't married. I had kids or anything yet. And I still went with my 20-year-old mentality.
Of course.
And just went there and started chugging beers and eating shitty food and everything. And then just got on a roller coaster and then got off and almost puked and then was just sick for like the rest of the day. And I was like, yeah, I'm on the other side. This isn't fun. I don't want to do any of this anymore.
That's right.
I'm going to go shoot some basket hoops and try to win a big stuffed animal.
It's the Legion of Grandpas. Look at us. What have we become?
Dude, we had Steve-O on Believe You Me.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like a fan of like Skanks and the shit that we do, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, Steve-O's great.
Yeah, he's a fucking man. Very, very cool.
So excited for fucking Jackass 4.
He was, when is it coming out? I'll tell you.
October.
I saw him, what was it, when he was at Caroline's? Or something. I think you were on those shows, Jay. And it was really, it was fun. Like, what he did was a lot of fun. Like, he would just tell crazy stories, and then he'd cut himself with, like, glass or some shit. Like,
well, now he's doing his new tours, like, an interactive thing where he, I guess he tells the stories, but then he has the video. Dude, he told us a story on Believe You Me. We got to get him to come on Skanks. But he always said if he went skydiving, he wanted to, like, jump out of the plane and, like, right when he jumps out of the plane, orgasm, like he wants to jerk off, and like when he jumps out of the plane, like jump the plane and then come as he's like free falling. And I guess he did it, like he did it. And he was like, and we're like, so you're like coming? And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm coming. It's everywhere. It's nuts. And like the look on his face of like a proud father, like I was like, dude, I was like, you look like you've never been more proud. He's like, dude, it's my greatest thing I've ever done. So apparently he tells the story, and then there's the interactive. They show like the long form video at the end of each story, which is pretty cool. So, but yeah, I'm very excited about Jackass and going to see the movie.
I said, I think we're gonna rent a fucking theater so we could all just go.
Let's go.
It'd be so fun, all friends. Let's do it. Yeah, we're all going as a group, Alex. It's being worked on.
Alex said, can we go as a goop? No, you idiot.
You goop.
You goop.
We should do Whippets. I always thought Whippets would be ITZ. Maybe I'm just too rad.
All right. Let's wrap this one. it's been a good one.
It's been a great one. As always, love you guys. We'll be back live Monday from the stand. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You blue?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.